姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我想昨天一场，前天一场雪，有时候非常令人惊讶。
I think the snow that the day before really amazed us.
因为前几天我们都以为春天要来了。
Because several days ago we thought spring was coming.
突然大家在说雪要下雪。
And suddenly we heard there will be a snow.
我想大家都很有点疲倦。
So I think everyone must be tired.
这次雪不多。
The snow was not that much.
但是神把那个温度刚刚好就摆在那个温度上，就全部结冰。
But God has set the temperature to the point it was frozen.
所以大家都很劳累啊。
So everyone must be tired.
我现在手跟脚都在抖，不知道为什么在抖。
I don't even know why now both my hands and feet are shaking.
我们才看见那件掌管宇宙万物的主是我们的神，是我们的父。
We truly see the Lord who's in reign of all the universe is our God, our Father.
我们现在不禁就要赞美他。
Without speaking, we truly have to praise Him.
求主纪念我们今天在这里的聚集。
And may the Lord remember our gathering today.
好，我们一起先有点祷告。
Let's bow in prayers.
主，我们实在要谢谢你。
Lord, we truly have to thank you.
主，你造天地海。
You have created heaven, earth, and the sea.
主，你也差遣你的独生爱子，把我们这些从尘土之中而出的人再救拔出来。
You have sent your only begotten Son to save us from the earth.
主，我们求你赐下你那圣灵，丰丰富富在我们中间。
Pray that your Holy Spirit is moving freely among us.
主，如果你自己不对我们说话，我们没有人能够认识你。
If you do not speak to us yourself, nobody can know you.
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
主，今天我们在你面前的时间。
Remember the time before you.
恩典赏给我们。
Grant us with your grace.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在差不多五个月以前，跟大家分享关于到神的预备。
About 5 months ago, I have shared with everyone about God's preparation.
神预备我们的主耶稣基督。
God has prepared our Lord Jesus Christ.
在万事以前就预备啊。
Before the foundation of the world, He has prepared.
神定义把主耶稣压伤。
God has appointed to crush our Lord Jesus.
我想就为了救我们这些。
Is to save us.
主也差遣他的圣灵到我们中间。
Lord also sent His Holy Spirit among us.
因着基督耶稣在十字架上成就了救恩。
For the salvation that Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross.
我们有神的圣灵住在我们中间。
We have the Holy Spirit of God to abide among us.
住在我们每一个人里面。
Live inside each one of us.
我想神也给我们的圣经。
And God also prepared the Bible for us.
让我们预备我们这些人。
To prepare us.
可以预备行各样的善事。
To be prepared unto every good work.
神也预备我们
，and also God prepare us，
让我们能够成为他的工作
，so that we become His work。
那我们那也提到在加拿海边，在彼得数那鱼有153条鱼。
And also in the Tiberias Sea that Peter was counting the 153 fish。
我不太清楚那个153是为什么。
I did not understand why was the number 153。
谢主有。弟兄姐妹来后来告诉我
Thank the Lord that some brothers and sisters later mentioned to me
他说有读经的弟兄说153是从1加2加3加到17
Some brothers shared that 153 was because we count from number 1 plus 2 plus 3 until plus 17
17代表在圣经中1代表死而复活
This number 17 in the scripture means risen from the dead
因着主耶稣死而复活，我们满有那完全的救恩。
Because Lord Jesus has resurrected from the dead, so we have the full salvation.
所以有那完全的恩典。
We have this full grace.
谢谢主，能够让我知道153大概的意义是什么。
We thank the Lord that to let us know what's the meaning for 153.
当然，我们只是现今在这里，似乎有一点的明白。
But of course, it is that we understand a little bit while we are here.
但是我们也实在要求主帮助我们到那么一，我们也盼望有那么的一天。
But we truly need Lord to help us that we hope there's one day.
我们也相信有那么一天。
And we believe there is such day.
我们和主面对面的时候,
when we see the Lord face to face,
我们一切都明白,
and we understand everything.
然后今天,再跟大家分享,
today, I would like to share with everyone.
在神的预备里面,
in God's preparation,
神问我一句话,
God has asked me,
你要什么?
What do you want?
所以我再跟他分享,
so I would like to share with everyone what exactly do we want.
Well, 在旧约里面我们看到挪亚他一生就为了造方舟。
In the Old Testament, we saw that Noah for his whole life is to build up the ark.
亚伯拉罕他一生就是盼望那神要应许他呢，他不知道去的地方。
Abraham for all of his life he's looking into the city which God has prepared him, which he has never seen.
以撒他一生在那里造了许多的井，然后一生是过那个顺服的生活。
Isaac, for all of his life, has built a lot of wells, and for all of his life, he has lived out this life of obedience.
雅各他从出生就在抓幸福，抓神的祝福。
Jacob, ever since he was born, he was trying to grab God's blessings.
到他晚年的时候，神让雅各成为那个祝福人的人。
Till his late age, God has enabled Jacob become the one who gives out blessing.
大卫他一生，他有一个心愿，他又要为神造圣殿。
David, for all his life, that he has a wish to build a temple for God.
那虽然他神因着他杀人太多，所以神没有让他造神的圣殿。
Although God did not allow him to build his temple because he has killed many.
但是他为神的圣殿去预备了一切的材料。
But for God's temple, David had prepared all of the materials.
所罗门他承受他父亲为他准备的材料造了圣殿。
Solomon has inherited all of the material from his father to build up God's temple.
所以他说你要什么?
Then God asked Solomon, what do you want?
他说他要智慧，能够治理神的百姓。
He said he want wisdom in order to rule God's people.
所以圣经上形容所罗门他的智慧，没有人比得过他。
So in the scripture, it describes Solomon's wisdom is nobody is able to compare to him.
但他到晚年的时候，因为爱恋外邦女子。
But in his late age, because he lusted over the Gentile woman.
他陷以色列人在罪中。
And he put Israelites under sin.
西西家王当他生病快死的时候,
the king Ezekiah, when he was almost died from his sickbed,
他向神哭求,
he cried unto God,
神就再多给他15年,
and God gave him another 15 years.
在这15年里面他因为骄傲，他又把犹大家陷入那被掳的境地。
Because he was proud, during those 15 years, he put the house of Judah into captivity.
在这15年里面，他生了儿子叫马拿西，也把以色列人带到那个罪中。
And during those 15 years, a son, Manasseh was born, and he put the Israelite into sin.
弟兄们，我们到底要什么？
So brothers and sisters, what exactly do we want?
我们身体跟我们的魂所需要的，神都一切都赏给我们。
God has given us everything that our body and our soul need.
我们在灵里面到底要什么？
So what exactly do we want in our spirit?
我曾经问过一个小女孩，我说你以后要做什么？要什么？
I used to ask a little girl, what would you like to do in the future?
她说我以后要上班。
She said, I would like to get a job.
然后每天早上要开着我的车到那 Dunkin' Donut 前面买一杯咖啡跟买一个 donut.
And every morning I would like to drive my car, go to Dunkin' Donuts, get a coffee and donut.
但她心里面她就是想要那个咖啡跟 donut.
In her heart, she's looking into she wants the coffee and donut.
当然她是从我们大人中间看见的榜样。
And probably of course she saw this as example from us adults.
因为我们学校老师上课都带一杯咖啡。
Because we know that we often go to class with coffee.
弟兄姐妹，我们到底要什么？
So brothers and sisters, what exactly do we want?
好，我们看一下圣经里面神一些经文里面告诉我们。
Let's see a few scriptures.
在约翰福音第一章。
In the Gospel Book of John, chapter 1.
29到39节。
Verse 29 through 39.
我在这里就念，然后英文的也，我们就一起念。
So we will read Chinese and English together.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”这就是我曾说，有一位在我以前来，反成了在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，我要叫他显明给以色列人。约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时约有深圳的。这是短短的十节里面，我数过大概有十个到十一个看见。
I have counted there were about 10 or 11 saw.
在这里约翰做见证。
Here John testified that.
他看见，他见证耶稣是神的儿子。
He testified that Jesus is the Son of God.
他说我先前不认识他。
He said that I did not know him before.
只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
But then the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他看见就证明这是神的儿子。
He had seen and then he testified that is the Son of God.
我想在创世纪第一章里面第一节，
In the firstChapter 1 of Genesis, verse 1.
起初天是空虚混沌。
In the beginning,
约面黑暗。
The heaven was formless and empty. Darkness was over.
神的灵在水面上行走，
运行。 And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
我想到这里，神的圣灵如同鸽子降临在耶稣基督身上。
And here, the Holy Spirit of God was like dove, descend upon Lord Jesus.
似乎圣灵找到一个歇脚的地方。
As if the Holy Spirit had found a dwelling resting place.
因为神承担了我们世人一切的罪孽。
Because Jesus has bear all of the sins of the world.
神是那神，耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
圣灵找到落脚的地方。
Holy Spirit has found a resting place.
这就有两个门徒。
And here there are two disciples.
似乎是约翰跟安德烈。
Probably should be John and Andrew.
他们听到了约翰的见证。
They heard the testimony of John.
他们看见耶稣到他们中间。
They saw Jesus among them.
他们看见耶稣行走。
And they saw Jesus walking.
他们就跟从了他。
And they follow him.
在这里我们所以认识我们的跟从到底是在哪里。
So here we know that what exactly is our following.
今天我们可以有聚会。
Today we are able to have gatherings.
我们有聚集。
We have meetings.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹或在聚会里面非常的帮助我们。
And we have brothers and sisters that being very helpful to us.
但是我们实在必须要求主帮助我们。
But we truly need Lord to help us that.
我们听见神的福音。
When we hear God's gospel.
我们看见神的作为。
We see God's work.
我们跟从的只有一位。
And there's only one we follow.
所有的最后指向就是耶稣基督。
Everything points out unto Lord Jesus.
没有一个人能够夺取耶稣基督的荣耀。
There is no one able to take away the glory of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来跟从主。
We follow the Lord.
这里主问，主转过身来看他们跟着，就问他说：“你们要什么？你要什么？”
Here, Lord Jesus turned around and saw them following and said, "What do you want?"
他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”
They asked, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
我不晓得在美国怎么样。
I don't know how is it like in the United States.
二十年前我谈论一次恋爱以后我就结婚了。
About 20 years ago, I had a relationship and then I get married.
因为我实在看见神所预备的。
Because I truly had seen what God has prepared.
如果在更早之前。
if it was time even earlier.
但年轻人在交往的时候
，So when you young people are having relationships，
因为我们读书的时候常常会有一些联谊。
Because when I was a student, we often have a lot of different fellowship groups.
我们联谊回来时就问说，联谊回来以后就会问。
After we came back from those fellowship groups,
你要到电话没有
？Have you got her phone number？
没地址。
How about address？
能够有电话就很好了。
It would be really good if we got their phone numbers.
我想不像现在有很多 email 啊，很多什么 instant message 啊什么。但我们当时就是这种情况。
Unlike now, we have a lot of emails or instant messages, but back then, that was our situation.
如果有一个人说
，If one person said，
我送那个女孩子回家了
，I gave ride to that girl home。
那大概他们就可以交往。
So probably they would start dating.
因为在这里，这两个门徒问了，就他们只要一件事情，他只问一件事情。
Because here two disciples only ask one thing.
主，你在哪里住
？Lord, where are you staying？
你知道吗？我们常常跟主的关系，就好像我们在谈恋爱一样。
Oftentimes our relationship with the Lord is as if we are dating.
我不知道你弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种经验过
？I don't know if brothers and sisters ever have this kind of experience.
好像雅各书说的
，Like Book of Song of Songs，
我与我所爱的人频频的亲嘴
，I have many kisses with the one I love。
我想这是很实际的。
I think it's very real。
有时候我们结婚典礼的时候，哦，这两个新人，他们可以亲嘴了。
In the wedding ceremony, the newlywed couple they are allowed to kiss.
亲嘴表示那个亲密的关系。
The kissing means the very intimate relationship.
我不知道有哪个夫妻他们一辈子亲一次嘴，就是在婚礼的时候。
I don't know if there's any couple, husband and wife, who only kiss once at the wedding for the whole of their lives.
如果是这样子的话，那个，我想这。似乎不是很适合。
If that's the case, then I think it's not too appropriate.
我们也是这样，我们和主是不是常常如此呢
？It's the same case as are we doing the same thing with the Lord?
我们是不是常常和主有那么亲密的关系
？Do we always have such intimate relationship with the Lord?
在雅各书里面，他说
，In the Song of Song, it says，
他说我所爱的，你到底在哪里休息
？He said, My beloved, where are you resting?
请你告诉我你在哪里。
Tell me, where are you?
弟兄姐妹，我们到底要什么
？So brothers, sisters, what exactly do we want?
我们常常是不是常跟主说，主你在哪里
？Are we often asking the Lord, Lord, where are you?
弟兄姐妹，我们聚集在一起，为什么我们会愿意聚集在一起
？Brothers, sisters, as we are gathering, why are we willing to gather like this?
我们是因为主在这里的关系，所以我们才来这里。
Do we come because the Lord is here?
我想能够。住在一起，那家的感觉。
To live together, there's this home feeling.
常常我们有时候，我很钦佩一些弟兄姐妹能够开放他们的家。
I very admire those brothers sisters who are willing to open up their house.
有时候我们家开放，我们都要紧张好很多很多天。
Every time when I have to open up my house, we get nervous for many days.
我们必须要把一些东西隐藏起来。
We have to hide many things.
我们必须要清洁了很多地方。
We have to clean up many places.
因为我们能够住在一起，那是一种深入的了解。
Because if we're able to live together, that's a very deep understanding with each other.
我们和主同住，那乃是永久的。
As we live with the Lord, that's forever.
不是只有现在在这个会所里面才是如此。
Not just now that we are doing this.In this building,
不是我们来这里，还是才和主在一起，回到家就没有了。
Not that we are with the Lord when we come here, but once we go home, we are not with the Lord.
虽然我们家里面是常常是如此，主不在那边，我们还是要回去。
Even though with our home, even if the Lord is not there, we still go back.
因为那个是我的家。
Because that's my home.
但是主不一定在里面。
But Lord might not be there.
那我家里的生活就。 就失去了我应该主要给我的那个光景。
Then my family life has lost the condition that Lord should give me.
如果一个家有主在里面，我能够与主同住。
If a family has Lord's presence with Lord's presence there, and I'm able to dwell with Him.
一个聚会里面有主同在，我们愿意和主在，我们和弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
When a meeting has Lord's presence, then we are willing to gather with brothers and sisters.
常常我们喜悦人的聚集比那喜悦和主亲近的聚集还多。
Oftentimes we like people's gathering more than how we have intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们知道有那么一天我们要跟主永远在一起。
We know that there's one day we will be with the Lord forever.
我们不用像现在这样的光景，结束了赶快回家。
We no longer have to be like now that after the meeting we rush home.
我们现在求主给我们有那个渴慕，盼望有那么一天我们和他永远在一起。
We truly hope that Lord gives us such desire that we have the hope to be with Him forever.
我想在一个聚会或在家里面，能够有主同在，有几个，我觉得是很实际的光景。
I think there are several realities which, if a family or a gathering have Lord's presence.
我们还是遵守主的命令。
We follow Lord's commandments.
神就住在我们中间。
And then God is among us.
我想在约翰在福音书里面有人问主耶稣什么是最大的诫命。
In the Gospel book of John, someone asked Jesus, "What is the biggest commandment?"
他说，主耶稣说，最大的诫命就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Lord Jesus answered, "The biggest commandment is to love your God with all your soul, all your heart, and all your strength."
其次也相反，就是要彼此相爱，爱你的邻舍。
And also in the same manner, to love your neighbor as yourself.
告诉我们要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
遵守主的诫命，主就在，神就在我们中间。
To follow Lord's commandments, then God's presence is with us.
但是我们常常有时候也会反过来。
But oftentimes we make it upside down.
我们乃是爱神，才能爱人。
First we love God, then we're able to love man.
但是我们常常忘记了爱神，我们只爱人。
But oftentimes we forgot that we have to love God. We only love man.
我们以为我们彼此相爱，我们就爱神。
We thought that if we love one another, then we love God.
神不是这样子说。
God did not say that.
神是说，如果我们不爱看得见的弟兄，我们就不能爱那看不见的神。
God said, if we cannot love the brethren who we can see, then we are not able to love God that's invisible.
不是我们爱人，然后才爱神。
Not that we love man, then we love God.
那是因着我们有爱神的心，神的爱充满在我们里面，我们才能够爱人。
Is that because we have the heart to love God, then His love fills us, then we're able to love man.
我们夫妻之间如何能彼此相爱呢
？How can husbands and wives love one another?
有人说，当你结婚久了以后，不但有爱情，还会有恩情。
Someone say that.After you get married for a long time, there's not only love, but also there's grace.
Mercy. Grace.
There's also grace.
但是如果没有神在我们中间，
But if there's no God among us,
我们人的爱是如何的脆弱？
How weak is our love?
你可以做一百件事情。好事情
You can do 100 good things.
讨对方的喜欢
To please the other person.
你可能做错一件事情，所有东西都没了。
But if there's one thing you done wrong, that everything else is gone.
我们现在求主帮助我们能够爱他。
May the Lord help us that we're able to love them.
我们才能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
That we're able to love our brothers and sisters.
如果我们不爱我们所看得见的弟兄，我们如何能够爱我们看？如果我们不爱我们看得见的弟兄，我们如何能够爱那看不见的神
？If we do not love our brothers who we can see, how can we love our God who we cannot see？
但是我们不是用我们自己的力量去爱人。
But we do not love man with our own strength。
乃是神的爱先在我们里面。
Is God's love fills in us first？
我们才能够彼此相爱。
Then we're able to love one another。
另外地方在马太福音二十章。
And the other place is Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 20.
十七到二十八节。
Verse 17 through 28.
耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人，将他戏弄鞭打，钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。那时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：你要什么？他说：愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣回答说：你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？他们说：我们能。耶稣说：我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。耶稣叫了他们来说：你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。但是我们看到一个母亲为了她两个儿子求。
Here we see a mother seeking for her two sons.
有人会说这个母亲有点自私。
Someone say that this mother is selfish.
她是注意到顾虑她自己的两个小孩。
She's only concerned about her two sons.
这里讲到西比泰儿子的母亲。
Here mentioned about the mother of Zebedee's sons.
她两个儿子就是约翰跟雅各。
And her two sons are John and James.
有读经的弟兄告诉我们说，
The brother who reads scriptures told us.
这个母亲可能是主耶稣他肉身玛利亚的姐妹。
This mother might be the Lord Jesus' fleshly mother's sister.
所以她可能就是主耶稣肉身的阿姨。
So it might be Lord Jesus' aunt in his flesh.
约翰他们家可能比较富有一点。
Maybe John's family is more wealthy.
所以他这个母亲常常资助的这个圣徒的需要。
So his mother often supplies the needs of the saints.
也就是资助主耶稣的需要。
That is to supply the need of Lord Jesus.
所以他是主耶稣的长辈啊。
So she is actually the elder for our Lord Jesus.
但她在这里，她到主耶稣面前来求。
But here she is seeking before the Lord.
而且拜他。
And she kneeled down.
我们在看见这一位母亲，她是有那个勇气。
We truly see this mother is so courageous.
而且她是看见主耶稣，她要做王。
And she had seen that Lord Jesus will be the king.
所以今天我们做父母亲的，
So today as parents,
我们要什么？
What do we want?
我们愿意为我们的儿女向神求吗？
Are we willing to seek God for our children?
在这之前，主耶稣已经告诉他要上十字架。
Before that, Lord Jesus already told him he will go on the cross.
他要被羞辱，被鞭打。
He will be put to shame and be flogged.
虽然主耶稣他三日以后要复活。
Although Lord Jesus will raise from the dead after three days.
但是在其他的福音书有提到说，他们不知道主耶稣在说什么。
But in other gospel books, it mentioned that they did not know what Lord was talking about.
主耶稣没有什么住处。
Lord Jesus did not have dwelling place.
唯一提到的一个住的地方就是我们刚刚提到的那个地方。
The only place it mentioned was the place it just talked about.
这么一个人，你有什么可以向他求的呢？
For such person, what kind of thing are you able to ask him for?
我们做父母经常为我们的儿女求很多世界上的东西。
As fathers often pray for our children about their careers.
我们也花了很多心力把他们去学，让他们去学很多的东西。
And we put in a lot of effort to let them learn a lot of things.
但是我们有多少是为他们求他们能够坐在主耶稣的左右呢？
But how often do we pray that they're able to sit on the right or left side of Lord Jesus?
那坐在主耶稣的左右。
I think to be able to sit on the right or left side of Lord Jesus.
并不是一个地位的问题。
It's not a question about position.
因为在主耶稣33年半在福音书里面看见，主耶稣没有提到任何地位的问题。
Because in the gospel books, for all the 33.5 years, Lord Jesus never mentioned about position.
但是和主亲近的关系。
But that is the relationship being close to the Lord.
我记得我小时候，即使现在还是如此。
I remember when I was young, actually even so until now.
因为我是第一个最大的小孩。
Because I'm the firstborn child.
然后我的祖字辈或者奶奶那一辈都是从国内到台湾的。
My great grandparents or grandparents, they all came from China to Taiwan.
所以对他们来说，我等于他们在孟家的第一个小孩。
So to
第一个孙子。
To them, I was their first grandson in the Hmong's family.
所以当我去看这些长辈的时候
，So when I visit those elderly,
我们全家一起去看他们，大家就谈得很愉快。
We visit them as a whole family and we had a good time together.
但是常常这些长辈们，他却把我叫单独叫出来。
But oftentimes those grandparents they ask me to come out by myself.
或者在大家面前我们要走下把我叫到坐到他旁拉到他旁边。
Or before everyone was leaving, they took me to sit next to them.
他把我抓着我的手。
And they hold my hand.
他跟我说。
They told me.
他说你是最大的。
They told me that you are the eldest one.
你要争气。
So do well.
你要做好榜样。
Be good examples.
每一个长辈都是，到每一个长辈家都是如此。
It was the same way for every elderly people I visit.
然后他们就会给我一点钱。
And they gave me some money.
所以我都会，哎，我知道这些钱不是我的。
But I know that those money did not belong to me.
因为当结束的时候，我父亲都会说。
Because at the end, my father would say.
拿的钱不是你的。
The money you took is not yours.
你只是代表你的弟兄姐妹去拿。
You are just taking it, representing your brothers and sisters.
所以我还是要交给我父母亲。
So I have to return it to my parents.
或者我要分给我弟兄姐妹。
Or I share among my brothers and sisters.
我知道那个钱不是我的。
I know the money was not mine.
但是我喜欢那种感觉。
But I enjoy such feeling.
然后我跟那些长辈们那种倾心吐意的感觉。
I like the feeling that I was able to share everything with my elderly relatives.
所以常常有时候放假寒暑假的时候。
So oftentimes during the summer and winter vacation.
我常常会一个人就去看他们。
By myself, I won't visit them.
我会跟他们住一段时间。
I stay with them for a while.
那他们就会非常照顾我，非常的好。
And they took very good care of me.
当然我也很乖啦。
And of course I was being well behaved.
但是我喜欢那种感觉。
But I really like that feeling.
即使我前年回台湾，我一个姑奶也是这样，还是这样的。
And it was the same way that when I went back to Taiwan 2 years ago, my great aunt took care of me like that.
她把我带到她的旁边。
She took me along her side.
拉着我的手。
She held my hand.
她已经听不清楚了。
She couldn't hear clearly anymore.
但她还跟我讲同样的话。
But she said the same thing to me.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要坐在主的旁边。
We have to sit next to the Lord.
主耶稣很愿意跟我们倾心吐意。
Lord Jesus truly like to speak really intimately with us.
我小时候还不是那么体会。
I think when I was young, I could not understand so fully.
我小孩子小的时候，我还不是那么体会。
When my children were young, I couldn't understand.
因为他们把我抓得很紧。
Because they took hold of me very tightly.
但现在他们都长大了。
But now they grow up.
他们不愿意坐我旁边了。
They are no longer willing to sit next to me.
所以他们心情非常的好。
Unless they are in such good mood.
但是我才可以稍微一点点体会出我父母亲的心肠。
But now I finally able to understand a little bit about the heart of parents.
如何愿意跟他儿女坐在一起?
How they are willing to sit next to their children.
主愿意我们常常坐在他旁边。
Lord is willing that we always sit next to him.
当然这里提到左右那两个位置，我想我是不可能。
Of course, as here mentioned, the right and left side, I think it's impossible for me to be there.
但是主说我们愿意亲近他，他就亲近我们。
But Lord says, if we are willing to draw close to him, he's willing to draw close to us.
不是主不愿意我坐在旁边。
Not that Lord is not willing to let me sit next to him.
我太多东西阻挡我自己和他之间的关系。
But there are so many things hindering my relationship with him.
但是我相信主的一个，在他心里面实在愿意我们和他常常在一起。
But I believe that in Lord's heart, he truly hopes that we can always be with him.
如果我们看那个经文，可以发现，不是没有这两个位置，有这两个位置。
If you read the verses, you realize that it is not that they are not those two positions, they are.
乃是我们愿不愿意要。
But the question is whether we are willing to have it.
我愿意说我要。
I would like to say I want it.
那可能弟兄姊妹就说，就像这两个其他十个门徒会恼怒他们两个。
So some brothers and sisters might be just like the other 10 disciples, become mad with those two.
然后主就告诉他们。
Then Lord Jesus told them.
哦，不对。
Sorry.
你知道吗？看见这两。 这两个门徒，约翰跟雅各。
We see those two disciples, John and James.
主耶稣他说：“你们不知道你们求的是什么。”
Lord Jesus said that you do not know what you are asking.
我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
我想有些译本里面后面还有一句话：“我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”
In some translations, there's another verse saying that, "Are you able to baptize the baptism I will be baptized with?"
他们说我们能。
They say I can.
他们一定义，他们要。
They set their heart on that they want it.
他们跟他母亲已经谈好，他们到底要什么东西。
They already told their mother what exactly they want.
所以他们才到神，到主耶稣面前。
So they came to Lord Jesus.
去要。
To ask for it.
主耶稣在问说：“你们能吗？”
Lord Jesus asked, "Can you?"
他们说我们能。
They said, "Yes, we can."
他们定义了，他们决定了。
They have set their heart. They have made a decision.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们决定相信主耶稣的时候。
As we are determined to believe unto Lord Jesus.
我们的心意如何的坚定。
How strong is our will?
随着时间过去。
As time passes by.
我们实在必须要跟主说。
And we truly have to say to the Lord.
再提升我们。
To exalt us more.
我们愿意,
we are willing.
我们要,
we want.
我们能,
we are able.
像主也说, 后面他也说,
and Lord Jesus said later on,
我所喝的杯,
you will drink the cup I'm about to drink.
那主的杯代表和主之间的交通,
I think the Lord's cup means the fellowship with the Lord.
和主同死同复活的交通。
To die and raise them together with the Lord.
好像腓立比书里面提的交通与主耶稣的死。
Like Book of Philippians, it mentioned, have fellowship of his death.
交通于他的复活,
have fellowship with his resurrection.
只有一个杯,
there's only one cup.
如同我们薄饼一样, 我们只有一个杯,
as we break in the bread, there's only one cup.
那是主的杯,
that is Lord's cup.
我们个人要背自己的十字架,
each one of us will bear our own cross.
但是那个杯只有一个,
but there's only one cup.
乃是与主交通同死同复活的杯。
That is the fellowship of Lord's death and resurrection.
在25节, 主耶稣叫了他们, 他们其他十个门徒恼怒他们那两位。
In verse 25, Lord Jesus called them those 10 who were mad with those two brothers.
主耶稣把他们叫在一起。
Lord Jesus called them together.
主耶稣让他们去看到一件事情。
And Lord Jesus let them see one thing.
若人愿做大的, 他就要做人的用人。
If anyone who would like to be great among you must be their servant.
若人要做首的, 他要做他们的仆人。
And whoever wants to be first must be their slave.
如果我们注意看其他的译本的时候,
if we pay attention to other translations,
这个用人乃是主的仆人, 的那种地位。
The servant means the means the position of slave.
前面第一个那个佣人是 servant， 是仆人。
Okay. The first one.
愿为大的要做你们的仆人。
The one who want to be great, you must be your servant.
要做愿意做首的，要做你们的奴隶、奴仆。
The one who wants to be first must be your slave.
我想仆人跟奴仆还是有些的不同。
I think there's still difference between servant and slave.
或许说拿旧约来做一个例子。
Let me take Old Testament as an example.
当有些希伯来人当他穷苦的时候，他可以把他自己卖给他的弟兄做仆人。
For some Hebrews, when they were poor, they are able to sell themselves unto their brother as their servant.
他们做了六年以后，第七年，他们必须要被成为一个自由的人。做主人呢，要让他们成为自由的人。
After they were servants for 6 years, on the seventh year, their owner, on the sixth year, their owner have the right to set them free. Must set them free.
一定要释放他们成为自由的人。
The owner must set them free, become a free man.
但是神说，如果有一辆车挡住人家 driveway 了，是不是对面的
？There is a car that blocking the opposite street's driveway.
那个 license number 是 UUK 76F.
That's license number UUK 76F.
我想在圣经说，如果这个仆人爱你和你家。
In the scripture, it says, if the servant loves you and your family,
而且在你那里很好,
and doing well at your place,
他愿意做你的奴隶,
and he is willing to become your slave,
你就要把他带到门上, 用你的锥子在耳上打一个洞,
then you should bring him to the door and nail a hole, pierce a hole on his ear,
他就永远远成为你的奴仆,
and forever he becomes your slave.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前是做仆人。
Brothers, sisters, we are servants before God.
我们彼此的服侍。
We serve one another.
但是我们是不是愿意做奴仆呢
？But are we willing to be slaves?
做奴隶没有任何的权利。
Being slaves, there's no right at all.
永永远远做奴人，做奴仆。
Being slaves forever.
没有主权。
There's no right.
他没有自由的时候
and there is no free time.
他必须要听主他就 听他主人的话
He must listen to his owner.
我曾经碰到过一位爱主的弟兄
Once I had met a brother who loves the Lord.
他也是非常爱主
He truly loves the Lord.
然后还有一段时间在教会中做执事
And there was a time he was serving as deacons in the church.
在他们聚会里面，那个执事要选的。
In their meeting, deacons have to be elected.
所以就是选，就投票选举。
So they vote.
所以你知道，在那么多人里面，你要投票选举。
So in order to vote among all those many people.
刚才在他该开执事会的时候。
In their deacon meetings.
他从早上八点开到晚上八点。
The meeting came lasted from early 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 at night.
他中午回去吃饭，晚上回去吃饭，然后再回去再开会。
He went home and for lunch and dinner and went back for meetings.
他忠心服侍。
He served very faithfully.
过了一年以后。
After 1 year.
两年。
2 years.
他就卸任了。
And he resigned.
他说：“我现在已经不再是执事了。”
He said, "I'm no longer a deacon anymore."
我可以休息啊。
I'm able to rest.
我再也不要做服侍，那受不了。
He said, "I'm fed up. I don't want to serve anymore."
我可以感觉，我可以有一点点感觉他的心，他那种感觉。
I can sense a little bit how he feels.
但他还是专心服侍。
But he still serves faithfully.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers, sisters.
我们在神面前。
as we are before God.
我们可以做仆人。
We can be servants.
但我们是不是愿意永远永远成为主的奴仆呢？
But are we willing to become God's slaves forever?
或者成为我们弟兄姐妹的奴仆呢？
Or become the slaves of our brothers and sisters?
我们是不是还有我们的权利？
Do we still hold on to our rights?
我们是不是还要抓着一些东西不放？
Are we still not letting go of many things and hold on to them?
我们还有我们的意见。
We still have our own opinions.
彼此之间服侍是非常的不容易。
I think it is not easy to serve one another.
我们来在一起彼此的服侍。
We are together serving one another.
我们一起等候神的旨意。
Together we are waiting upon the will of God.
我想所有弟兄姐妹都是一样。
I think it is the same with all brothers and sisters.
每个人都有聪明智慧。
Everyone have wisdom and understanding.
我们每个人要办一个活动都非常的容易。
It is easy for each person to able to hold up an activity.
但是我们是不是以一个奴仆的心态，以一个仆人的心态去服侍我们弟兄姐妹？
But are we serving our brothers and sisters with the heart of a servant or slave?
我们常常做一件事，我们愿意一个人去做。
Oftentimes when we do something, we are willing to do it on our own.
或者我们几个人做就好了。
Or just a few of us doing this.
因为比较容易嘛。
Because it is easier.
因为大家每个人都来做。
For everyone to be involved.
每个人都讲话。
Everyone talks.
那我们怎么做事情？
So how can we do this?
所以我做决定就好了。
So let me make the decision.
因为我有我的权利。
Because I have my own right.
我记得那时候我在读书的时候。
I remember when I was studying.
我们在查经班选主席。
We have to elect the leader among our Bible study fellowship.
我那时候刚信主。
I just believed unto the Lord at that time.
所以我就在弟兄姐妹找我做主席。
So brothers and sisters asked me to be the leader.
那我就回家，我也搞不清楚怎么回事。
So I went home without even know what was going on.
因为那时候没有多少人，那很容易的事情。
Because back then there were not so many people, so it was easy.
然后我就回去，回家。
So we went home.
我跟我室友讲。
I told my roommate.
他还没有信主。
He did not believe unto the Lord yet.
他说做主席很好啊。
He said it was good to be the leader.
做一个官嘛。
It was like an official.
做一个小官也不错啊，来美国做一个小官也不错。
Isn't that good? You come to the United States to be a little official?
我想主怜悯我们。
I think may the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们就在这许多的错误中，在一起的学习，一起成长。
We are learning together and grow up together in a lot of wrongdoing.
所以在这里，主耶稣告诉第十二个门徒，那里有一条路，或者一个方法，或者一个 way， 一个道路。
So here, Lord Jesus told the 12 disciples, there is a way, there is a method.
如何可以更和主的心意能够更亲密？
In order to be more closer with the will of the Lord.
我们如何可以跟主交通？
How can we have fellowship with the Lord?
让主对我们说话。
Let the Lord speak to us.
我们乃是有一个心智。
We have a heart.
我们愿意做奴仆。
We are willing to be slaves.
不单是仆人。
Not just servants.
是奴仆。
But slaves.
没有自己的意思。
Without our own thoughts,
只有主的意思。
There's only Lord's will.
我们愿意等。
We are willing to wait.
我们不清楚，让主来对我们说话。
If we are not clear, let the Lord speak to us.
我们和弟兄姐妹一起等。
We will wait together with the brothers and sisters.
和我们的家里的弟兄、我们的丈夫、我们的姐妹、我们的妻子一起等。
And we will wait together with our husbands and wives at home.
和我们的儿女一起等。
Wait together with our children.
主要我们做什么？
What does the Lord want us to do?
因为我们没有权利。
Because we do not have any rights.
我们的主掌管一切的权利。
Our Lord is in control of everything.
他是王。
He is the king.
如此我们可以跟主更亲密。
Therefore, we can be even closer with the Lord.
如果我们继续读这马太福音之后十九节，二十章十九节之后。
If we continue to read chapter 20 of Gospel Book of Matthew, verse 19 and later on.
29到34
verse 29 and 34.
接着他们出耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他。
As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him.
有两个瞎子坐在路旁。
Two blind men were sitting by the roadside.
听说是耶稣经过。
And when they heard that Jesus was going by,
就喊着说，
They shout,
主啊，大卫的子孙可怜我们吧。
Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
众人责备他们。
The crowd rebuked them.
不许他们作声。
And told them to be quiet.
他们却越发喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙可怜我们吧。
But they shouted all the louder, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
耶稣就站住，叫他们来。
Jesus stopped and called them.
说要我为你们做什么。
What do you want me to do for you? He asked.
他们说，主啊，我要我们的眼睛能看见。
Lord, they answered, we want our sight.
耶稣就动了慈心，把他们眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him.
这是在他们要进耶路撒冷的时候发生的事情。
This was what happened when they were going into Jerusalem.
这可能也是最后一个主耶稣在 圣经里面记载主耶稣最后一个所行的神迹。
This could be the last miracle that Jesus did in the scripture.
这里是马太福音二十章。
Here is the Gospel book of Matthew chapter 20.
他们出耶利哥的时候有两个瞎子。
There were two blind men when they were leaving Jericho.
在马可福音第十章有一个类似的这个，几乎就是同样的一件事情，好像是同样的一件事情。
In Gospel book of Mark chapter 10.It describes almost the same thing.
但是在那个故事里面是有一个瞎子叫做迪马，而且是他们到耶利哥以后的事情。
But in Gospel Book of Mark, it mentioned there was one blind man called Demas. And
迪马的儿子巴迪马。
The son of Demas, Bartimaeus.
几乎都同样的，几乎是一样，好像是一样的事情。
It was almost the same thing.
而迪马的意思呢，是那个。很高的奖赏 ，highly prized.
Demas, it means the highly prized.
然后到路加福音十八章的时候
，In the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 18,
他们快要靠近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子，也是这件事情。
There was one blind man as they were drawing close to Jericho.
我不太清楚为什么这三个在不同的，好像不同的时候，但是又好像几乎是一样的事情。
I do not understand clearly why those three events, it was almost the same thing, but different times.
这里面有两个瞎子，他像是他在那里大声的呼求。
Here two blind men were crying out loud.
他说大卫的子孙可怜我们。
They say, son of David, have mercy on us.
大卫的子孙可怜我们。
Son of David, have mercy on us.
他知道主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
They knew that Lord Jesus is the son of David.
大卫的子孙在圣经里面代表那位王，那个要做以色列王的那一位。
The son of David in scripture represents the king of Israel.
所以许多人就责备他们，不许他们出声。
So a lot of people rebuked them and asked them to be quiet.
但是他们还是大声的喊。
But they still cry even louder.
所以主耶稣就问他，把他站住，就叫他过来。
And Lord Jesus stopped and called them.
他把他衣服都不要了。
They cast away their garments.
他问主耶稣问他你要什么。
Then Lord Jesus asked them, what do you want?
他说我要能看见。
They say, we want our sight.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们信主的时候。
When we believe unto the Lord.
我们看见主是那位神。
We see Lord is the God.
我们也相信他是那位神。
And we believe He is a God.
我们相信他救我们。
We believe He saved us.
所以他成为我们的救主。
So He becomes our Savior.
我们知道我们是出黑暗入光明。
We know that we are coming out of darkness into the marvelous light.
但是神仅是如此吗？
But is God only limited to?
神只要我们得救吗？
Does God only want us to be saved?
他是不是有更深的旨意在我们中间？
Does He have a deeper will among us?
我们必须要看见。
We have to see.
常常我们今天以为我们自己看见了。
Oftentimes we thought we have seen something.
我们看见福音的重要。
We saw the importance of gospel.
我们看见许多许多事情非常非常的重要。
We saw many important things.
但是我们的眼睛是不是真正被神打开看见他自己呢？
But are our eyes really being opened to see God Himself?
你记得在有一次主耶稣他让一个瞎子眼睛看见。
You remember that once when Lord Jesus opened the sight of the blind man.
然后他说。
And then he said.
他说他今天耶稣到这世上来。
He said that as Lord Jesus came to this earth.
让不能看见的瞎子看见。
To let the blind who can and then open their eyes that they can see.
但是那些看见的人反而瞎了。
But those who are able to see are actually made blind.
那些法利赛人说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
The Pharisees say that are we blind also?
主耶稣说，
Lord Jesus said,
如果你们说你们看见，你们就有罪了。如果你们说你们没有看见，你们就得拯救。但是如果说你们说你们看见，你们就罪还在。
If you say that you cannot see, that you will be saved. But if you say you have already seen, then your sins are not forgiven.
我们就求主的怜悯帮助我们。
May Lord have mercy on us and help us.
我们越看越清楚。
That we can see more clearly.
越看越明白。
And we can become more understand.
主的心意在我们中间到底是什么？
What exactly is the will, Lord's will among us?
那在这里是瞎子。
Here are the blind men.
如果说你看路加福音的时候，在之后还有一件事情。
If you look at the Gospel Book of Luke, later on something also happened.
就那撒该的故事。
Zacchaeus.
他有钱。
He was rich.
他除了矮一点，大概什么都有。
Besides being short, he probably had everything.
他愿意爬到树上去看耶稣。
He was willing to climb up onto the tree to see Jesus.
主耶稣走到那里，在树下叫他下来。
When Lord Jesus went under the tree and Lord Jesus called him down.
主耶稣知道。
Lord Jesus knew.
哪个人在看他？
Who is the person is looking at him?
虽然其他的人都藐视他，
Although,
看不起他。
Everyone else despised him.
但是他有一个心意。
But he had one will.
他要看见耶稣。
He would like to see Jesus.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
把那赐人智慧和启示灵赏给我们。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神不要我们永远做婴孩。
God does not want us to be babies forever.
神要我们离开那个道理的开端，进入到完全的地步。
God want us to leave the elementary teachings of Jesus and enter into the maturity.
到成熟的地步。
Into maturity.
如果主许可，
if Lord's willing,
下次还有机会的话，
and if there's opportunity next time,
我们实在必须要常常问，
we truly have to often ask,
不是我们要什么，
not that what we want,
主你要什么，
Lord, what would you want?
我们向神求，
we seek from God.
我们要神的旨意在我们中间得成全。
May the Lord's will be fully accomplished among us.
让他的国度在这边。
And His kingdom is here.
我们就必须要求。
So we have to pray.
我们要问。
We have to ask.
主你要什么？
Lord, what do you want?
当然，我们必须要先思考我们到底要什么。
So of course we have to think about what exactly do we want.
如果我们不知道。
If we do not know.
我们就求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们所要的
，What we want，
是神要的
，It's what God wants。
我们所做的
，What we do，
是神要做的
，It's what God would like to do。
我们所说的
，What we say，
是神要说的
，It's what God wants to say。
如果神不说
，If God does not say，
我们不说
，We do not say。
如果神不做
，If God does not do，
我们不做
，We do not do it。
主耶稣在世界上就是这样子。
That was how it was like when Lord Jesus was on earth。
他说他做神要他做的。
He said he did what God want him to do.
他说他神要他说的。
He said what God want him to say.
主在世上如何
？How the Lord Jesus was when he was on earth.
我们在世上就应该如何
？That's how we shall do when we are on earth.
这是我们向他存坦然无惧的心。
That is we have a heart toward him that without fear and we can be bold.
我们向他求什么他就赏给我。
So we whatever we ask he will give to us.
好了，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们求你的心意在我们中间得成全。
Lord, may your will be fulfilled among us.
主，你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You love us to the uttermost.
你知道我们每一个人光景。
You know each one of our condition here.
就求你可怜我们。
Pray that you have mercy on us.
愿这个聚会在你的心意中得到成全。
Pray that this meeting can accomplish in your will.
我们能够更清楚明白。
So we can understand even more.
主，你是王。
Lord, you are the King.
你是主。
You are the Lord.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
主，你恩待我们每一个人。
May you be gracious to each one of us.
加添信力给我们。
Give us with strength.
心里有身体劳累的，能够得着康复。
Those who are weary, they can be healed.
主，我们能够更能够专心的跟随你。
So we can follow you with concentration.
给我们有跟随你的心智。
Give us the heart that we would like to follow you.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.